The Quickies on In.com.
I don't know about lemons, but when life gives you news, you turn that into In.com's Quickies and help everyone stay updated with whatever's been happening. My name is Arjun and I've got some news for you. So recently, Forbes came out with the year's highest paid celebrity list, and there's only one Bollywood celebrity featured in it. You might think that it's probably one of the Khans, but guess what? You're mistaken, because it's raining money for none other than Akshay Kumar. Last year, he was 76th on the list, but 2019, he's made a significant leap to the 33rd spot after minting approximately 444 crore in the year. Yeah, I'm gonna give you a second to let that sink in. Meanwhile, Salman Khan was ranked 82nd last year with earnings of $37.7 million, but he's nowhere close to being on this latest list. And while we're on the topic of ranking, you should know that Taylor Swift is on the top for the second time, because she has earned $185 million in the last 12 months, while the top 10 includes the likes of Kylie Jenner, Cristiano Ronaldo, and Kanye West. But coming back to our very own Khiladi, Forbes has stated that Bollywood's top earning star Kumar pulls in at least $5 million and up to $10 million per film. Yeah, that's right. And believe it or not, this time he has left behind some of the topmost celebrities like Travis Scott, Rihanna, Katy Perry, and Bradley Cooper. And according to Forbes, he also mints millions for endorsement deals with over 20 brands including Tata and Harpic Bathroom Cleaner. Oh man, this guy is something else entirely. And in a way, I would say his place in the list is justified, considering almost all his recent films deal with such relevant topics pertaining to the Indian society, including his upcoming film Mission Mangal, which is going to be one of the Indian's first space films. The film is also going to star some other talented actors like Vidya Balan, Tapsee Pannu, and Sonakshi Sinha, and rightly releases on this Independence Day, which is next month on August 15th. Anyway, congratulations, Mr. Khiladi, well deserved. If you're up to date with what's been happening in Bollywood and Quickies, I'm sure you know what happened with Kangana Ranaut earlier this week, but for those of you who don't, let me give you a quick recap. At the upcoming film Judgmental Hai Kya song launch event, things went kind of mental when Kangana lashed out at one of the journalists, and that turned into this big thing. How big? Well, the Queen actress has been threatened to be boycotted by the Entertainment Journalists Guild India if she does not issue an apology to the journalist. Enter Rangoli Chandel, Kangana's outspoken sister and manager, who responded to the threat by tweeting that Kangana will never apologize. To reassure everyone about the same, just this morning, she tweeted a series of videos where Kangana has spoken her mind regarding this matter. I saw the video and, well, let me tell you, it doesn't get any more explicit than that. She began with thanking her friends in the media who have supported her over the years, but then got real way too soon. She bashed that journalist from the event further by calling him an anti-national, and went on to pick on a particular section of journalists who are anti-national, cheap and libtards. Furthermore, she said that many of them have no credibility and attend events only to eat free food. One of the harshest comments she made in the video was how a bunch of journalists can be bought for about 50 to 60 rupees. And it's just not her, even Rangoli on Twitter claimed that it's only anti-national journalists who would take offense to the video. I highly suggest you watch the video for yourself and also read the related tweets, which can easily be found on in.com. And stay tuned, because the journalists and the industry people are yet to respond to this. It's unlikely that you haven't heard of the upcoming live-action version of Disney's The Lion King, directed by Jon Favreau. And even though the original is made in English and has Beyoncé and Donald Glover in lead roles, in India it is all set to release not just in English but also Hindi, Tamil and Telugu. And guess what, for the Hindi dubbed version, Disney picked Shah Rukh Khan and his son Aryan Khan for the voices of Mufasa and Simba. Isn't that awesome? Looks like it's a special project for King Khan, not just because he got to work with his son but also because of the film itself. In a recent interview, he said that the story inheritably gives a lot of morals. I personally don't look for morals in a movie and enjoy it as pure entertainment. It is inheritably entertaining because it does not talk about relationships. Many times when kids are growing with their parents, they don't realize that what their parents say could actually come handy much later on. It's unfortunate that you remember the teachings of your parents when they are not in your life. Elaborating further on teaching of your parents, he also said, somewhere down the line, the story reflects that it's nicer to listen to your parents and understand the deeper meaning of what they are saying to you. It does teach you that our parents always live within us and their teachings never go away. Personally, I do feel the same. The small things that my father and mother said actually define me now. I realize it now and I didn't realize it then. That really is an important message, and more than anyone, I hope his son heard it. Nevertheless, the first teaser of the film in Hindi is out now, and the film is scheduled to release in about a week from now on July 17th. Don't ask me what's happening between Sara Ali Khan and Kartik Aaryan, because unfortunately I don't know. But what I do know is that they seem to share a great bond, and I think they got closer on the sets of Aajkal, which recently wrapped filming. However, if you follow Sara, you would know that she was in London since the past couple of days vacationing with her mother and brother, but yesterday she flew back to Mumbai and was spotted at the airport. But it was a pleasant surprise to see Kartik, who had come to pick her up, although when the paparazzi got to him, he was hiding his face. Why? Well, that seems to be the million-dollar question right now. Anyway, Aajkal is their first film together and is directed by Imtiaz Ali, who shared a behind-the-scenes photo of the lead pair some time ago. And speaking of picture and the lead pair, we came across plenty of them while they were filming in Himachal, and based on the stills, they looked like they were having a great time. So much so that after delivering the last shot of the film, Kartik broke down and was seen hugging Imtiaz real tight. But coming back to the bigger question at hand, speculations regarding Sara and Kartik's dynamic sparked after Sara appeared on Coffee with Karan 6 and revealed that she was keen on dating the Pyar Ka Panchnama actor. Unfortunately, no one knows anything for sure as of now, but hang in there, because as soon as there is something to share, In.com will share it. It's extremely unfortunate that actor Amit Purohit, who had done a few films in Telugu and Hindi, is no longer with us. His untimely demise, understandably, has left the industry and his colleagues in shock, who are still trying to wrap their head around the news. Sudhir Babu, his co-star from the film Sammohanam, was the first to report his passing away on Twitter. He was evidently upset about it, and in his tweet mentioned what a friendly person Amit was and that he always gave his 100% every shot. Sudhir also acknowledged the fact that he died too young. A similar tweet was written by Aditya Rao Hydri, who also acted with the late actor in the same film as Sudhir. In the tweet, she expressed what a kind, gentle and hardworking person he was, and apart from offering prayers and emotional support to his family, she also wished for his soul to rest in peace, and ended it with hashtag gone too soon. Amit had been a part of various niche Hindi films like Punk, Bijuka and Alap, but one of the highlights of his career was Sammoham, where he built some great relations. In fact, the film's director Mohan Krishna Indragati was also saddened by his sudden demise, and over Twitter he expressed that it was very difficult to believe that Amit Purohit was no more. He also called him one of the gentlest, well-behaved and hugely talented actors that he had worked with. Evidently, Amit affected a lot of lives in a good way, and on behalf of In.com, condolences to his family and may his soul always rest in peace. And that brings me to the end of today's podcast. My name is Arjun. Until next time, stay awesome.
The Quickies on In.com.